Hello, this 5 minutes to the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 187, 187. So we've been personalizing Psalm 91 and 1 verse 10. And it says, there shall no evil befall thee, but we remove the thee and we put ourselves. It's for us. This was written for me. This was written for you. This is yours. So what are you going to say? There shall no evil befall me. And so we've looked at Bible in basic English. There shall no evil will come on you. And then message says that evil can get close to you. Harm can get through the door. Why? Because God is your refuge and the high God, your very own home. So I was explaining to you that because of who lives in you, that is why you have this kind of security attending to you. So when you look at 2 Kings from 2 Kings 18, from the verse 1, it will tell you that there was a king called Hezekiah, and he was the king of Israel, Judah, and he was, when he began to reign, the king of Assyria, who was called Sennacherib, was ruling them, and then they started taxing them, collected so much money from them, and then later they wanted to come and take over the whole kingdom. So the king of Assyria surrounded Jerusalem, surrounded the city, and wanted to take over the city from them. And Sennacherib sent his officer, who was called Rabshakeh, Rabshakeh, so he came. And fortunately, he could speak the Hebrew language. So when he came and there were men on the walls, instead of addressing Hezekiah personally or the people in charge personally, he spoke in such a way that everybody could hear him. And he was saying that, you men of Israel, you think that you can, verse 27, he said unto them, has my master sent me to thy master and to thee to speak these words? No, I have come to speak to all of you, to for them to hear and decide, because he has not sent me. Has he not sent me to the men who sit on the wall? That's what this Rabshakeh said to him. He said, I am speaking this to tell you that they should hear, because they may eat their own dung, they may eat their own feces, and they will drink their own piss with you. It's in the Bible. Yeah, 2 Kings 18:27. So, and with a loud voice, he spoke in the Jewish language to all of them, saying, listen, 28, hear the word of the great king, the king of Assyria. He said, don't let Hezekiah deceive you, for he is not able to save you or deliver you out of my hand. You know, sometimes some things can hold you and it's like you won't go. Drug addiction, cocaine, you are sniffing, you are doing this, you are, some bad habits you have acquired, pornography also is holding for years. You've tried, listen, you've done everything. Alcoholism is hell, you've done everything. Paris, you, every other thing you are able to do. So you're Christian, you are a Christian, or maybe you are not even a Christian properly, and you don't want to commit yourself because you know that this thing is, it has you. There is no way it's going to let you go. So it's like, I don't even want to deceive myself. I don't want to, because no matter what I do, I'll fall down again. I know, I've tried it several times. I've tried and tried and tried, but I'm just not free. So I'll just rather sit in my bondage like that, because it doesn't work. I've tried everything. I've even gone for rehabilitation. Look, I've done everything. Depression holds me. Every day, you should come and look at my pillow. I wake up in the morning, I'm even crying. It's not that I know there is something wrong with me, or I even know what is wrong with me. I wake up crying. So this thing has held you and will not let you go. Or sickness. And they've told you the progression, and now you are at the last stages of cancer. There is no way you are getting free. You know, this is how the devil likes to operate, to tell you that it's not possible you ever be free. So he told them, said, "You, I'm talking to you because you people, you are going to eat your feces and you are going to drink your own piss." Second Kings 18:27. So this Rabshake came to say all these things to them. So I'm saying this to tell you that whatever prevalent situation, condition you are in now, God says to you, no evil will come on you. This thing, it will not have you. This thing, it will not conclude. This thing, it will never have you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because now, he lives in you. He's in union with you. You have that security. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.